Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
All right, let's dive in. We're going deep on Meta's Q3 2024 earnings.
You got it.
We've got presentations, press releases, transcripts from those earnings calls.
Yeah.
Even some Q&A sessions.
Yeah.
You know, Meta, the company behind Facebook.
Right.
Instagram, WhatsApp, all the rest. They had a big quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to unpack it all. What's driving their growth, where they're investing, and what it means. For users, for potential investors.
For all of us, yeah.
Is anyone interested in the future of tech, really?
And the thing is, it's not just numbers with Meta. They're really laying out
right. A
vision
of
where tech is going. And it's all like AI focused.
Yeah. It's like peeking into Zuckerberg's playbook a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to that whole AI revolution, let's just give a quick snapshot of the quarter. You know, how they do.
So yeah, overall, stellar quarter for Meta. Revenue up a solid 19% year over year.
Wow.
Which is hitting $40.6 billion.
Okay.
And a big chunk of that, like $40.3 billion.
Right.
Came from their family of apps. So,
Facebook,
Instagram,
Amazon.
WhatsApp, all those. And that segment alone, up 19% from last year, same time.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Especially when you think about how many people are actually using these platforms?
Right.
It's over 3.2 billion people on at least one Meta app every single day.
Every day.
That's like almost half the planet.
It is. It's a huge, huge user base.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's ad revenue gold, right?
Yeah.
More users, more engagement. That's more eyeballs on ads.
Right.
Plus, they're smart about it. They're tapping into these growing sectors like online commerce, healthcare, entertainment, media. All those are fueling that ad revenue growth.
Makes sense, but it seems like the real story here, the thing Zuckerberg keeps like hammering home, is AI. It's like he's saying it's the engine behind, pretty much everything they do, keeping users engaged, creating whole new services. Yeah, it's not just talk either. They're really putting it into practice. I mean, look at Meta AI, their AI assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Over 500 million monthly active users. That's bigger than some entire social networks.
It's massive. And they're seeing results too, right? Like with their AI-powered recommendations.
Absolutely. That's a big part of those just-for-you suggestions that seem to know what you want to see next. And it's working. People are spending more time on Facebook and Instagram because of it.
So it's making the platform stickier.
Definitely.
But they're also like weaving AI into their advertising tools, which is pretty smart.
It's game changing. Yeah. I mean, just last month, over 15 million ads were created using Meta's Gen AI tools. So Gen AI, that's generative AI. It can make new content, like text, images, even code.
It's wild.
So advertisers can make these super targeted, really engaging ads that connect with specific audiences. Their campaigns just become so much more effective.
It's like AI is touching every part of their business.
Yeah.
And then there's Llama, their open source large language model.
Yeah, right.
Making waves. People are adopting it like crazy. Break it down for us. What's the big deal with Llama?
So think of a large language model like a super brain.
Okay.
Trained on tons of text and code. It can understand and generate human-like text, translate languages, write different stuff, answer your questions in a really informative way. And Meta did something pretty bold. They made Llama open source, so anybody can access it, change it, use it.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally different from a lot of these tech giants who keep their AI models totally secret. Zuckerberg, he really believes that open sourcing is like the key to better AI development. It's kind of like sharing a recipe with the whole world.
Right.
So everyone can help make it better.
Yeah. Interesting. So what's the latest with Llama? I heard they've been kicking up some new versions.
Yeah. So they just released Llama 3.2, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
It's got these smaller models that can actually run right on your device.
Right.
And they've got these open source multimodal models that can handle different types of data, like text and images.
Oh. But get this. They're already working on Llama 4. Trained on a massive cluster of over 100,000 H100 GPUs.
Wow.
We're talking serious processing power here.
They are all in on AI. And they're putting their money where their mouth is, too. Speaking of investments, they're spending a lot on infrastructure for all these AI ambitions.
Yeah.
Any idea how much they're planning to spend?
They haven't finalized the 2025 budget yet.
Right.
But you can bet they're going to pour a lot more into those AI projects, the ones that show, you know...
Yeah.
A strong return on investment. They see AI as fundamental, not just some trendy thing.
Yeah, like it's the foundation. But what about the structure they're building on top of it?
Right.
Let's talk about Reality Labs, the metaverse.
Okay.
This is where they're trying to merge like the digital and the physical worlds, right?
Yeah, exactly. But this is where things get, I think, a little trickier.
Okay.
Maybe even a bit risky. Reality Labs is still operating at a loss. And this quarter, those losses actually got bigger.
Oh.
Over $4.4 billion. That's a big hit. Are they throwing good money after bad, or what's the story there? I mean, investors must be getting nervous, right?
Well, yeah, there are definitely concerns, but despite the losses, they're doubling down on Reality Labs, on their metaverse vision, and there are some positive signs, like the demand for their Ray-Ban Meta glasses has been really strong.
And they just launched the Quest 3S.
Right.
A mixed reality headset that's way more affordable, only $300.
Yeah.
Seems like they're trying to... make these devices accessible to, you know, everyday people, build a bigger user base.
It's a smart strategy. The more people using these VR and AR devices, the more attractive the metaverse becomes for developers, for creators, for businesses. It's all about building that ecosystem, getting that critical mass.
So they're investing heavily in AI to build the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using AI to power that push into the metaverse through Reality Labs.
Yeah.
It's a two-pronged approach. Like, how does it all add up financially? Let's look at the numbers a bit closer.
So, yeah, breaking down the revenue, it's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
Family of Apps is the big moneymaker. It pulled in $40.3 billion in Q3.
Wow.
Up 19% from last year. Reality Labs, on the other hand, brought in $270 million. Still a decent increase, up 29% from last year.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a much smaller piece of the pie.
So Reality Labs is still kind of a small slice.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to those ad revenue numbers, it's impressive growth. How are they achieving that besides just having like a massive user base?
So they've got a couple things going for them. First, the number of ads they're serving is up like 7% compared to last year.
Okay.
Shows that advertisers are really relying on Meta's platforms to reach people.
Yeah.
And here's the kicker. They're charging more per ad too, like 11% more.
Wow.
Means advertisers are willing to pay a premium for that access to Meta's users.
So it's a pretty good deal for advertisers. But it's not all sunshine and roses, right? There's all this talk about regulatory challenges, and the competition is heating up, especially in AI.
Yeah, for sure. They're facing headwinds, particularly in the EU and the US.
Yeah.
Regulators are looking closely at data privacy,
content
moderation, the whole impact of AI on society. These regulations, they could really change how Meta operates.
Yeah.
Could even limit their growth in some areas.
What about the competition? It seems like everyone and their mother is trying to get into AI these days.
It is. It's a battleground out there.
Yeah.
But Meta, they see this as, a dynamic time.
Okay.
Lots of challenges, yeah.
Right.
But overflowing with opportunity. They're not backing down. They're running towards it.
It's going to be fascinating to see how they navigate all of this. It's a high-stakes game, and their moves will affect, not just their future, but probably the whole tech industry.
Absolutely. And beyond the tech industry, you know, it could change how we all interact online, how businesses connect with customers.
Right.
And ultimately, how we experience the whole digital world.
Sounds like we've only scratched the surface here.
Yeah.
We'll have to dig deeper after the break.
We are back, and it's kind of wild to think about how big Meta is.
Yeah.
And how their decisions can impact so many people.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in when you talk billions of dollars and cutting-edge technology.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's really about the users.
Right? Okay, exactly.
Like, how is all this AI actually changing how we experience Facebook?
Yeah.
Instagram, all those apps.
Well, one thing you're probably noticing already is that personalization.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. Your newsfeed, those videos that pop up in your recommendations.
Right.
Even the ads you see, it's all getting more and more tailored to you.
So our digital worlds are becoming even more like us-centric.
Yeah, pretty much. AI is analyzing everything you do, every click, every like
right.
building this like detailed profile of what you're interested in.
Hmm.
And then it uses that to create this like hyper-personalized experience, which can be great, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you see more stuff you actually like, mm-hmm. makes your time online more enjoyable, more engaging.
Right, but there's that other side of the coin, right?
Yeah.
The echo chamber thing that people worry about.
Exactly.
Where you're only seeing stuff that reinforces what you already believe.
Yeah, that you miss out on different perspectives.
Exactly.
It's a tough balance.
Yeah.
How do you use AI to make things personalized, but also make sure people are exposed to, you know, different ideas?
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge for Meta and for the whole tech industry, really.
Yeah. And then there's the metaverse. I feel like a lot of people still don't really get what it is.
Right.
What are we seeing now in the real world?
Well, right now, the metaverse for Meta is mostly about those VR and AR devices.
Right, the headsets and the glasses.
Exactly, like the Quest headsets and those Ray-Ban Meta glasses. It's about creating experiences that blend the real and the digital.
It all sounds so futuristic. But, yeah. like, are they actually overcoming those early hurdles?
Yeah.
You know, VR used to be so clunky and expensive.
Yeah, they've made big strides. The Quest 3S, for example, it's way more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lighter, so, you know, more appealing for everyday people.
Okay.
And the Ray-Ban glasses, they're not full VR, but, like, you get a taste of augmented reality.
Right. You can see digital stuff overlaid on the real world.
Exactly. But, yeah, it's still early days.
Mm-hmm.
Most people aren't using this stuff like they use their smartphones.
So it's like the early adopter phase for metaverse tech.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But I'm curious about the AI piece of this.
Yeah.
How are they like integrating AI into these experiences?
So that's the thing. AI is like baked into the metaverse.
Yeah.
It's not just about putting on a headset and being in a virtual world.
Okay.
It's about that world being like responsive, personalized.
Right.
Even surprising.
So it's not just some like static landscape.
No, not at all.
It's more like an intelligent space that's changing.
Exactly.
Based on how people interact with it.
Yeah, they want these digital spaces to feel real, engaging.
Right.
And AI is how they're going to make that happen. Imagine like attending a virtual concert in the metaverse.
Okay.
Where the music changes based on your mood.
Oh, wow.
The lighting, even how the virtual crowd reacts, all personalized to you.
Okay, so we've covered their financial performance, the AI push, the metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about regulations, competition.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot to unpack, but I think it's important to step back for a second.
Yeah.
And think about, like, the bigger picture.
Sure.
What does all this mean for us? Not just as Meta users,
right.
but as people living in this increasingly digital world.
Yeah, that's a good point. What Meta does has a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It affects how we interact, how information spreads, all of it.
And it raises a lot of questions, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do they use this AI responsibly, ethically?
Mm-hmm.
How do they stop the spread of fake news?
Right.
How do they protect our privacy in this metaverse?
It's a lot of responsibility.
It is. And, you know, how do they make sure all this technology benefits everyone?
Right.
Not just a select few.
These are big questions.
They are. The stakes are high.
Yeah.
We're not just talking about the future of a company here.
Yeah.
We're talking about how we connect, how we communicate.
Right. The future of how we experience the world around us.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to talk about these things, to really look at what Meta is doing.
Yeah.
And to hold them accountable. These are powerful technologies. They mm-hmm. can change the world. And it's up to all of us to make sure they're used for good.
I think that's a really important point. You mentioned earlier that Meta is taking a different approach with AI.
Yeah.
You know, the open sourcing thing. Can you talk about that a bit more?
Sure. So remember when we talked about Llama?
Mm-hmm. Their large language model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meta made it open source. That means anybody can see the code.
Yeah.
They can change it. They can use it for whatever they want. It's very different from what companies like Google and OpenAI are doing.
Right. They keep their stuff secret. So what's the advantage of open sourcing AI?
Well, there are risks for sure.
Right.
It's kind of like giving away your secret recipe.
Yeah.
But Meta thinks the benefits outweigh the risks. First, open sourcing really boosts collaboration.
Okay.
And speeds up innovation. They're basically inviting everyone to experiment with Llama.
Right.
Developers, researchers, even just everyday people can, you know, build on it, find new uses for it.
So it's like a giant global AI brainstorming session.
Yeah, something like that. And the other big thing is transparency and accountability. When everybody can see the code,
yeah,
it's easier to spot problems like bias, security flaws, ethical concerns.
That makes sense. But what about the downsides? Aren't there some risks with this approach?
Oh, absolutely. Like, some people worry that it'll be easier for bad actors to misuse the technology.
Mm.
They could, you know, change the model to generate harmful content.
Spread misinformation, things like
exactly. that. Exactly. So, yeah, it's a trade-off. You encourage innovation, but you also got to watch out for those potential risks.
So how do you find that balance?
Well, Meta's hoping that by promoting responsible use and setting clear guidelines, they can make the most of open sourcing.
Okay.
Minimize the downsides.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. It's definitely a bold move, but it shows they really believe in open sourcing.
Yeah, they do. It's an interesting experiment, and the results could have a big impact on how we use AI in the future.
So speaking of the future, where do you see all of this going? Meta's moves seem like they're setting the stage for some big changes.
Yeah, they are. It's tough to predict the future, but we can see some trends, some potential impacts.
Oh.
Like with the metaverse. As Meta keeps investing in VR and AR, we'll see these digital experiences get more and more immersive, more interactive.
Imagine going to virtual concerts.
Yeah, exactly. Or like visiting museums on the other side of the world.
Wow.
Or working with colleagues in a virtual office space.
It sounds both like exciting and scary.
Yeah, it's both. And AI will be a big part of that. It'll be the engine driving these experiences.
Right.
Making them more personalized, responsive, engaging.
Okay.
And it'll be crucial for like content moderation,
right.
security, making sure everyone can access it. But it also brings up those concerns, you know, about data privacy.
Yeah. And algorithmic bias. Could AI be used to harm people or even like whole societies?
It's possible. So, yeah, the future is full of possibility, but there are challenges too.
Right. Ethical dilemmas.
Exactly. As we move into this new territory, we have to talk about these things. We have to think about the consequences, and we need to work together to make sure our technology is used for good.
I think you're right. You're at this point where technology and humanity are like colliding in a way.
Yeah, it's a crossroads. Yeah. And the decisions we make now will determine what that intersection looks like.
The digital world we live in.
The
future we create.
Exactly.
That's a great way to put it.
It's amazing, really, how much ground we've covered. Yeah.
You know, from Meta's financials to their AI plans, the metaverse, I mean, it's clear they're not standing still.
No, not at all. They're always pushing things forward, trying new things. It's exciting to watch, really.
Yeah, it's exciting and kind of scary at the same time. Like we said, all this progress comes with challenges. They've got to balance innovation with regulations, with ethical concerns, you know?
Yeah, there's no easy answer. It's a complex situation. But I think the thing that really hits home for me is just how big they are. 3 billion people using their apps every day.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Billions of dollars going into AI infrastructure. It's hard to even grasp the scale of it.
A whole different level, yeah.
It's the power of those network effects, right?
Right.
The more people use their platforms, the more valuable they become. It's hard to break that cycle.
But, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, or however that saying goes. Their decisions impact so many people around the world.
Absolutely. It affects how we interact, how we communicate. It even shapes the way we think about the world, you know?
It's a lot of weight on their shoulders.
Yeah.
And that's why we got to keep an eye on them, right? Make sure they're accountable.
Yeah, exactly. We have to make sure that all this technology is being used in a way that benefits everyone. That's the key.
I think that's a perfect place to leave it. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. I hope our listeners feel like they've learned something, like they can go out there and keep exploring these ideas on their own. It's a fascinating time to be alive, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. And it's only going to get more interesting from here.
All right. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Meta's world. Until next time, keep those questions coming and keep exploring. We'll be right back.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.